KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoot portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag shoot portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag shoot portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. I'll run through those real quick. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, and Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, down in Simpsonville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's down in Pelzer. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel down in Prosperity. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over in Pickens. And KG4WNP is Mr. Landon up in Dacusville. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Thanks for using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. Now I've got a couple of EchoLink stations up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative after a first-time check-in on EchoLink. Everybody have a nice evening.
KI-4DOS, please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be negative, negative, though I will stay around for the swap meet. Thanks for calling the net, Gary, and Happy New Year.
Net control, please check in. KM4OIA, name's Mark in Spartanburg. I'm negative and negative. Just checking in to say hi.
KI-4DOS at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And W4MKH, that's Mr. Marshall down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. Happy New Year to you, sir. And KM4OIA, that's Mr. Mark over in Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. That's all the EchoLink stations I got up. So now we'll go to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS. Boy, please check in and out. KG4PFI, Don, and my wife, Linda, KG4QLQ. And we're in Piedmont, too. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
Go us. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, bumbling back to work in Piedmont. 7:30 to you, Gary, Miss Joy, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
check-in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt in Western Greenville County, B Native and Native, 73 you and all the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
AOS. Mr. Gary and Miss Joy, please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, all of your light boy and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll stick around for the swap meet.
AI 4DOS. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
KI-4 DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO-4 PXB.
4 DOS, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO-4 NUE, name is Chad, QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Mr. Gary. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's a great group of folks to start the evening off with. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Arena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're also in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. He's mobile in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. And, boy, that's a lot of folks from down there in Piedmont. Appreciate each and every one of you. Also like to say good evening to WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being here, Matt. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt up there in Inman at Lake Bowen. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. It's over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello. And Matt and Chad, I will both tell Joy both of y'all said hello. And Mr. Don as well. So appreciate all y'all fine folks being with us. We have it in Alpha, Alpha Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Golf KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Golf KI4DOS.
For DOS. And KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
DOS. Again, Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Lima. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW Richard Grable. Negative and negative.
4 DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-ray, Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got a pair of Chris's to start off with. I got KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. and WN4S. Another Mr. Chris, he's up in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing good. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And Richard, just for general information, you had just a little bit of a hum. Sound like an AC power hum or something on there on your signal tonight. Don't know if it was a power supply or you had an HT hooked up to a charger or what. Just thought I'd let you know. Also like to say good evening to K4RAX, Mr. Jim. And he's up there in Dacusville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith and Bumpus. Good evening, Gary. Joe and everybody on the net, just check me in out, Gary.
AOS. Good evening, Gary, Joy, everyone. Please check in and out. KI4, VLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, and Asheville.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, KX4YM, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling in tonight.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And KI4VLW, Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott and his sweet bride, KO4ACD. That's Miss Mary. And their daughter, KO4ILI, also named Mary. They're all over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
I would like to say good evening to N4ZLK. Mr. Shane, he's home tonight up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the next alphabetical group, which can take us to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative. Everybody on the net.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative negative.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
K4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. I'll relay your message to Joy. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Is a lonely group. Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler are off. Don't want to be alone tonight, Gary, but I'll be negative and negative, thanks.
Say good evening. KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And Harry, as long as I've been calling the net, I don't think I have ever had a group without at least one checking in it. I hope I don't start it now. But thanks for being in that group, and you filled us the slot, and I appreciate you being here as often and regularly as you are there. All righty, let's see here. Let's move on up to the India through Lima group, the patient group tonight, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening there, Gary. Please check it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4JIE. Denison Gaffney, good evening to you all on the net. 73.
AOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
AOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, and good evening to you, you and Miss Joy. Thank you for calling the net, and good evening to everyone. No traffic, no comment.
EOS. Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve. I'm an Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
No traffic, no comment, and have a good evening.
Right there, just a woman, it's KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG4JIA. That's Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And KK4JFO, Mr. James up there in Tuxedo, top of the mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And we had a train wreck right here at KE4IR, Mr. Steve, up there at Inman 1 out. So the unacknowledged station or additional stations in the India through Lima group, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and have a good evening.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have 73.
4DOS.
Hello? Gary? Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, in Greer. I will be in and out this evening, except for the swap meet. I will stick around for that. In fact, Gary, I took the night off of work just so that I could listen to the swap net. Over.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet Kilo Hotel. John and Horseshoe. I'll be negative and negative. L.
DOS. And the net. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo, K4LWE. Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, that's the door prize winner tonight, that's Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And Larry, the door prize is bragging rights for a week, so you get to brag about being number 50 for us for the rest of the week. Also like to say good evening to KK4JD, Mr. Joe, over in Greer. Appreciate you, Joe. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for taking the night off. Hope you find something on the swap net that you are looking for. Also like to say good evening, K4JKH, Mr. John, up there in Horseshoe. John, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you have been well. Hope you're doing good now, and Happy New Year. And K4LWE, that's Mr. Larry down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Got a real good group of folks from Piedmont on the list tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Maybe they'll come back in a minute. I hate losing an EchoLink station like that, but that happens occasionally. Let's see. We were India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That group, so we'll open it up to the big one now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylor. It's good to hear you tonight, Gary.
KI4DOS. Gary, we'll add some to the Piedmont cluster here. Please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, K4RM Fred. Also, my wife Mary, November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee. That's N4MRY. And also our son Ben, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo India Mike. That's K-O-4-R-I-M. We're all in Piedmont tonight. Gary, good evening to you. Miss Joy and all on the net. No traffic, no table.
Control, please check in. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel. He's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. And K4RM is Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4MRY, Miss Mary. They're also down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Mary we said hello. And Fred brings along their son, Ben, K04RIM, and he's also in Piedmont. I tell you what, I'm going to have to count up all the Piedmont folks. I got a list of them tonight, which is great. I love all the folks down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. And Wendy, you dropped off EchoLink there a minute ago, and I'm glad you came back. Appreciate you being with us. And Wendy brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, good evening, Gary. Please check in KB0KBJ. And also check in KD0NIQ. Megan, we're both up here in Clear Lake, South Dakota. I'll be here for a comment, no traffic.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KB0KBJ. This is Mr. Steve and his sweet bride, KB0NIQ. Miss Megan up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Megan we said hello and Happy New Year to you and the family. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Appreciate y'all being here. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Gary, please check in. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Gabriel and Greenville. We'll be listening for the duration.
DOS. Number 4, Delta India Zulu, N4DIZ. Good evening, Gary and the net. I will be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KV4NC. That's my buddy Gabriel over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all all are doing well. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joe up there at Traveler's Rest. Joe, I hope your ears was burning. I was talking about you the other day because I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you have been well and hope you're doing good. And appreciate you being with us and Happy New Year there, young man. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Hey, Gary. Sorry, I haven't checked in the past couple of weeks. If you would check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Beck Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, give it to yourself and all. Gary, I do hope you and Miss Joy had a very merry Christmas. And since I haven't been on here to have the chance to do so, Gary, I want to wish you and Miss Joy for my wife and I a very happy new year. And go ahead and check me in, Gary, KA4PQA.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you folks down there. And I will relay your message to Joy. Be sure to tell Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing good. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Recheck one more time, Gary.
There, Stephen.
Gary, before you have any more patients, come on. I do want to wish not only you and Miss Joy, but everyone else on the frequency. Hope y'all had a very merry Christmas, and I want to wish everyone else on frequency for my wife and I a very, very happy New Year. KA4PQA.
All righty, Stephen. Well, we do appreciate that. Thank you for the well wishes and happy New Year's and that. Sorry we won't be able to get to see you down at in Greenwood this January because of this virus that continues to keep us nailed down. But maybe one day we'll get to see you at the Amfest down there, Stephen. But again, tell Jennifer we said hello.
4DOS. 4 Foxtrot Hotel. Juliet and Jean. And Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening to W4FHJ, Master Gene over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS. Out everybody for the time being. This is KI-4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We are thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone that would like to add anything to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI-4DOS.
AOS, K4OIM.
Well, what can we do for you?
Gary, you can take the antenna tuner off. I sold it this past week.
I will remove that from the listings. Thank you very much for letting me know. That way I can kind of keep my book straight on this end. It makes it easier on everybody.
I got that those two modules, the 2 meter and the 6 meters for the FT, what is it, 767GX. So I'll just list them for a while.
We'll keep them on the list. Anything else they would like to add, or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter SwapNet. First item we got on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's a Vertex Standard VX1700. That's a HF transceiver. I would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a MAT-30. That's an automatic antenna tuner. They would like $140 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an AKG D65S. That's a microphone, desk-type microphone. They would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack HTX-100. That's a 10-meter transceiver. It would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. A fella has two 10-foot sections of Ron 25G tower. It would like $75 each for these 10-foot sections. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's the top section of Ron 25G. It has the mast pipe in it. This section goes up, tapers down into a mast pipe that's about 3 inches or a little bigger. It would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an EQ Plus equalizer. It would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a W2IHY 8-band audio equalizer and noise gate. It would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-490 menu-driven memory keyer. It would like $140 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has two Kenwood TS-520s. One is a TS-520. The other is a TS-520S. I do not know if these transceivers work or not, but they would like $300 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a homebrew power supply. This is at least a 35-amp power supply. It ran two HF rigs and 2 meter 440, and so it's a pretty good size amp power supply. It would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, please check in and out. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Echo, Yankee, Victor. That's KO4EYB. Name is David, and I'm in Greenwood. 73.
Yes. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4EYV, Mr. David, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4CTW, Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tyler. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet before we go back to the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter SwapNet continuing. Next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an ICOM IC745. As HF transceiver, works 160 through 10 meters. Has a power supply with it, and he would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT767GX. This has the built-in antenna tuner, has power supply, it's in good condition. He has the box and the manual to go with it, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS35A. That's a linear power supply. It would like $135 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS140S. He said he would like $250 or best offer for this transceiver. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a LDG DTS-6. That is a six-position antenna switch that he's looking for. If you've got one you would like to part with it, let me know and I'll tell you the man that's looking for it. Him up is for sale. It's an ICOM 756 Pro 2. Has the automatic antenna tuner built in and a power supply, and he would like $800 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is free. A fellow has a cat control cable that goes from your computer to a Yaesu FT991 or an FT991A. He ordered one of these cables and they sent him a whole bunch of them, and he's giving some of them away free. If you need one of these control cables, let me know and I'll tell you who's got them.
Just an FYI, that cable will also fit the FT891, which is what I've got, and it'll fit an IC7300, too.
Appreciate that information. I jotted that down. You say that cable will fit a Yaesu FT891 and an ICOM 7300?
WPH, roger that. I'm using that exact cable on both of those radios. Actually, I got one of them from the guy you're talking about. And then I had the other one already on my 7300. Works great. It's a USB cable on one end and USB, I guess it's B on one, and then whatever the funky-looking bigger one is on the other end.
All righty, Marshall. Well, thanks for letting me know that. I did not know it would fit so many different transceivers. But that I do appreciate it, and I jotted that information down. Alrighty, moving up to the next item. Next item is looking for, got a fellow looking for a 3/8 inch to a 5/8 inch piece of flat steel that is 38 inches by 40 inches by 3/8 or, from 3/8 up to a 5/8 inch thick. Does anyone need any fields? And we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. The gentleman has the 2-meter and 6-meter modules that go in a Yaesu FT767GX. So that would make it cover 2 meters to 160 meters, I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that particular transceiver, but most of them go up to 160 now. But he's got the 2-meter and the 6-meter modules for the FT767GX, and he would like $50 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate each and every one of you that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. I do appreciate that. And those that listed items or had them on the list, if and when you sell or buy or trade these items, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. It would be greatly appreciated. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the rag chew portion? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. 1, Mobile in Greenberg. No traffic, no comment, but just listen. 73.
There, Mr. Don. Let me recognize my little buddy, Warren, WA4KC, mobiling around Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. You be careful out there on the mobile. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And KG4PFI, Mr. Don, go with your comment there, sir.
Yeah, Gary, I just wanted to tell you we ran into Teresa, AK's wife, today, and she seemed to be doing fairly well. I just thought I'd tell you that. We talked to her for a little while, and for the folks that's listening, I believe his call sign was W4AKG, and kind of miss him around here, too. That's all I got to say. KG4PFI clear.
Glad that you and Linda got to see Teresa today. I'm glad she was in a little better spirits. It's been kind of hard on her over Christmas, and I haven't been down there but a couple of times. But I've been down there a bunch since AK passed away, helping her get rid of his stuff. And over Christmas, I've kind of left her and the family alone, let them kind of get settled in and settle back down. And but yeah, Mr. AK, he was something else. He will be missed by a lot of folks.
Killer. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that. I know you're not too far away from where she lives there, and I just thought I'd pass that on to you just for information. KG4PFI clear.
And I do appreciate it, and thanks so much for coming in and making the comment. Again, tell Miss Linda we said hello, and I hadn't forgot about coming down there to see y'all, but it's, with all these different variants of this virus going around, I don't want to make anybody sick, and I'm trying to stay that way myself. But one of these days, I'm going to slide off down there anyway. If we have to visit out there on the front porch portable, we'll do that.
Well, if you are coming, how about giving me a little notice so I can get my anti-ugly glasses out? Bye.
As long as I'm alive, you're not the ugliest man in the world.
18-4-5, clear.
Yeah, but I'm vertically challenged there, Don. That's what the problem is. Y'all take care down there, Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us, and thanks for the comment. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel. Location is Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative, but I would like a signal report.
West. Just check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening, KJ4WZM, Mr. Daniel up here tonight. Daniel, and Daniel, you're full quieting into the machine, sounding good from up there in TR. Also like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Look over to see who's up on the rags you list. I don't have but one that's listed tonight, and that's Mr. Steve, KB0KBJ, up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Steve, how was your and Megan and the girls' New Year's? I hope y'all had a good one.
Yeah, for DOS and that, KB0KBJ. We had a good New Year's there, Gary. But it don't sound like Don there. He's too worried about, Chronocrat. He's worried about his eyeballs.
The time he's worried about his eyeballs is when I'm around, Steve.
Hey, do you remember that one time he was trying to improve his looks?
Yeah. There's a lot of things I remember that I don't want told, though.
Well, maybe not his looks, but his physique, anyhow. He checked in one night. He was huffing up a hill, out walking. He sounded like a steam engine under load.
I guess when you're that tall, the air gets thin up there, Steve. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, Don. we had a good New Year's. Didn't do much. Slept out in my camper. I had plans on heating it, but it was too cold for my little diesel heater to run because the fuel gelled up. So then I went to my gas propane heater, and I ran out of that, so I just got in my sleeping bag and went to sleep. It was about 2 o'clock. But I didn't sleep for about 3 hours, and my feet got cold. So I went back in the house. And that was the New Year's Day, how well, I guess I did kind of welcome the year in the warmth of the house, but the next day I did the same thing after I got the heater running, and that worked out all right. It kept it up there. It was 20 below the first night and 10 below the next night. And it kept it up there about in the 60s, the 10 below night. It would run quite a bit. But me and my daughter, most dear, we slept out there. She wanted to do that too. Woke up in the morning, she's like, "We did it!" The most irritating part about that night was the camper has a flat tire on one side. And it was just leading us, wanting to slide us down the hill all night long there, over.
Well, Steve, I know y'all are more accustomed to those sub-zero temperatures than I am. But when it gets down below 30, that's getting too cold for me. But at 10 below, I tell you, 20 below, without any heat, I don't blame you. I think I would have gone back in the house and gotten warmed up before I went back out as well. But I'm glad you got your little heater running, and y'all were able to camp out. I'm sure she enjoyed that. All of your young ladies are just a marvel. They're all real sweet, and they enjoy their mom and dad a whole lot, and I know you enjoy them from your visit down here. But I'm glad y'all were able to do that, and she can mark that off her bucket list. She won't be able to say she hadn't done that.
Yep, that's true. She's reading like ever, like mad, and plinking away on a piano and getting better on that, too. And let's see. Yeah, we had a good, a few days. It was January 30th. Yeah, the day before New Year's Eve. I got off work, and I just went straight to the motel, right in Watertown, you know, just 20 miles from home. Sure, we could run down an hour and a half south to the big city, down Sioux Falls, but and go to the fancy motel down there. And, yeah, it's got big water slide, pirate ship, and, you know, kid pool foot deep, and all hot tubs and such. But there's a motel right here in Watertown we found out had the same kind of stuff. And the kids, they don't care. So we went there. And that was nice. Never did sleep too well that night, but oh well. Make you appreciate the next night. Then the next night I went and did that outdoor, well, out in the camper, camping, so. That was how I spent my 3 or 4 nights. One in a motel, 2 in the camper, and then 1 finally in my bed. So that's kind of how the whole New Year's came along. Christmas was good. Got a nice pair of socks. So I've been enjoying them. Simple things in life, you know, Gary. Good pair of socks and an oil lamp from the local potter. Frida got me, so. That was a few of the things, over.
Well, Steve, that is absolutely great. The two motels having the same type of stuff, you know, the water slides and the kiddie pools and all that, that's kind of unusual, I guess, but maybe not for that area. I don't know. But I'm glad that y'all got to camp out a little bit and enjoy that. I'm glad you had a real good Christmas and New Year's. We had a good Christmas around here. It was just me and Joy. We didn't do anything. We didn't swap gifts or anything because during the year, if I want something, I tell her and we go get it. And she wants something, she tells me and we go get it. So that way we don't have to worry about trying to surprise each other around Christmas time. Of course, when you get as old as we are, it's kind of hard to come up with a surprise, I guess. But we had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's. We got up on New Year's and Joy cooked the Southern Stable, whatever you call it, what we always eat down here in the South on New Year's Day, collard greens and black-eyed peas and some kind of pork roast. We had pork roast, but a lot of people eat something, another kind of meat, but we had pork roast. And she fixed mashed potatoes and to go with it, and I picked out on that. And then, January the 2nd, I did not eat the leftovers, but January the 3rd, I ate the leftovers, and they were even better January the 3rd than they were the 1st.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is often that way. Leftovers are the best. Sounds like you ate well and had a good time, too. Yeah, for Thanksgiving, we had, the usual. We went to my mom's and had a big meal. And, I kind of lament the fact I can only eat so much nowadays before I'm full, unlike, even 15 years ago and before that. It's a hollow leg. You just keep on wolfing it down, So, that's a bummer. So I'm going to have to make up for it by just doing it more often, because, it's not like Thanksgiving meal, but you only come around once a year, so that's lame. And so after Thanksgiving, I went and got the biggest turkey I could that was left over, and I put them in the freezer. And I might even got a ham, too. But, what we did have for the Christmas was a little unusual. We had a duck. I've seen a duck in the store, so give me that duck. But anyhow, I went and got this big turkey, and I told my wife, come March, that's about, 6 months away from, it's not quite, but, it's in there. They come March, we're going to cook that up again, because March is my birthday, so we're going to have another one, another good meal all over again in March, so that's the plan there. Megan just snuck on in. What do we got here? Kids hollering. I'll let you talk.
Well, Steve, that's a pretty good idea. Go ahead and buy the turkey. You can find them after Thanksgiving or Christmas and put them in your freezer, and they'll last for a good long while. Who knows how long they've been in the freezer to start with. And then pull them out at a different date during the year and cook them. Joy and I and the boys started years ago on Thanksgiving. We got tired of having turkey and ham on Thanksgiving, and then just a month later we have it at Christmas. And so we decided, or the boys and I decided, that we would have lasagna for Thanksgiving. So that's been kind of our tradition here. Thanksgiving, Joy fixes a great big old huge lasagna and salad and the garlic bread to go with it and all that stuff, and we pig out on that. And then around Christmas time, we do the turkey and ham, or one or the other. Normally, we do one or the other. We don't do both because I get tired of it, especially turkey. I mean, I like turkey, but, don't feed it to me for a week straight because I don't like it that much. I get tired of it. I like it fine, but I get tired of it. I think that would be a better way to put it. And that's what we do for those two. But on our birthdays, Joy started this when Anthony was born. His first birthday, of course he wasn't able to talk, but the next year he was able to talk a little bit. And she told him, whatever you want to do on your birthday or whatever you want, within reason is what we'll have. And so on our birthdays, the birthday person gets to choose what we're going to have and if we're going to do anything and that sort of thing. So it works out real well.
Yeah, I like that idea too. And that's kind of what why I bought the big turkey. I want another big meal, like Thanksgiving meal in March. My birthday is the beginning of March. And there ain't nothing happening you know? I mean, it's just in the doldrums, especially if you live up here, it's just like, winter ain't quite over yet. And, I've always kind of bemoaned the fact, I'm like, man, if you could have it at the end of May, or beginning of June, or even in the fall, you know? But, or summer, but, you know, even now it wouldn't be bad, because, you know, you're still kind of doing the Christmas and New Year's thing. But by March, you're just sick and tired of winter. And then, but my wife made a good point. She's like, well, at least we can celebrate something. I'm like, all right, we're going to make a big meal. So, anyhow. Yeah, that's kind of how it's been there. Not much else going on up this way. I guess we've had plenty of cold after Christmas. It wasn't too bad up till Christmas. Really quite nice. I think in December, what did we have? We had tornado warnings around over Minnesota. First few days of December, somewhere in there. Yeah, that was when all the bad weather was hitting for the south. We had some odd weather up here, too. I don't know if they had any tornadoes, but they had warnings out. I think that was the first time ever in Minnesota for that. And I don't know, it got up near 70. I think it did hit 70, 71 or something. It was warm. And then, well, still wasn't too bad until probably a week or so before Christmas. Got chilly. Now it's just been downright chilly. You know, I'd probably be below zero now, and I think tomorrow it's supposed to be, or one of these next couple days, the high is supposed to be like 7 below, so. Then it's going to warm up, you know, and get near the freezing mark again, or the thawing mark, and then it's going to cool down, and then it's going to warm up, and it's going to cool down, and eventually it'll stay that way. I mean, on the warm side. So, yeah, we're kind of here in the middle of winter. But I haven't got much snow. It's 1 3-inch snowfall, but it hasn't melted. Not with these temps, you know. But had some pretty good wind here today. Why is it coming out of the north at about 50 miles an hour, and what little snow there was on the ground just was, it was making a pretty good whiteout. You could probably only see at times up on top of the ridges, a couple hundred feet in front of you going down the road. So blowing the van sideways pretty good. So, not the most pleasant of driving conditions, but the roads were not bad. Well, they were clear, so no snow on them, unless there was a finger drift that might have formed, but no ice or snow on them. So, just bad visibility, but that's about it. Oh, hey, one other thing I got into, spear guns. Yep, got spear guns coming, and I don't know, we'll shoot all come next summer. I did that once last summer, see, and now I kind of got the bug to get my own and try it more this coming summer. We went out to the Missouri River Dam, or one of the dams on the Missouri last summer, and plugged a few fish. So it's kind of more like hunting than fishing. A little different. Back to you.